Everyone is going mad in March trying to narrow the field down to a sweet 16. This is Ricey for the Canopy Group, and they have their Savory 16. You see, the Canopy Group has 16 different insurance companies, giving them options to provide you the best home and auto insurance coverage at the best price. The difference is, at the Canopy Group, their tournament never ends. They continue to use their 16 different companies to match you with the company providing the best coverage at the best price, and they do this annually. Get in the game. Contact the Canopy Group and get them working on your brackets. Bracketology isn't foolproof. The sure bet is Canopy Group for your home and auto insurance. Call 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com. So you watched some basketball over the weekend.
I did, and Pat, it's an old complaint. I've told you about it before, and there's really no way to help me. I can't stand the fouling stuff. Okay. It's just nonsense.
Especially when you foul to try to win the game. But here's
that's not it. What is a foul? Can you touch a guy?
It depends.
I don't like it.
It depends upon the three guys that have decided how the game's going to be played today. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can get them in a headlock and do this,
yep,
and it's not a foul. Other times, you can just push them a little
bit. Just touch and say, I'm sorry,
NCAA,
I can't take it.
To the most part, the NCAA has tried to let them be more physical, but mm-hmm. once in a while, you get some egomaniacs who won't. But here's what has driven me over the edge, and I was just doing an off-the-air tirade about that. Running over to the score table to find out if there are 12.4 seconds left mm-hmm. or 12.6 seconds left mm-hmm. or who the ball went out of bounds off of. The ball cannot go out of bounds the last minute without us having to run to the
replay.
Got to
review that, Pat.
We got to review it all. And I have the easy solution for the fractions of a second mm-hmm. problem.
Get rid of
back when you were a hooper.
We didn't have that.
We didn't have that. Back,
I was never
back
a hooper.
Back when I was a JV semi player for the Folda Raiders, yep. we did not have tenths of a second.
You just had seconds.
No, scoreboard had seconds.
That's
Wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't life be a lot easier
yes.
if you didn't have to? Well, we know there's something. It's up to you, buddy.
Got to this point yesterday. Yesterday, one of the announcers said, oh, they just added 0.2 of a second. That'll make a difference.
Yes, right.
That'll make a difference.
Yes, it will make a difference. I don't want it to make a difference.
No.
Use your intuition. And if you got a second left, buddy, you better get it in the air in a hurry. That's mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. But the second, and then the constant. The fact that they can take 10 minutes to play 30 seconds drives me crazy.
It's always driven me crazy.
Between shooting free throws and, the game can be really exciting when it's close and down the end, and then all of a sudden it goes.
Only game in the world where you break the rules to gain an offensive advantage.
Yes, that's true. That is true. That's,
you violate a rule.
Oh, yeah, there was total panic with some team yesterday because they had not committed enough fouls.
Yeah.
They'd only been called for four fouls, and they had to give seven to get to seven to make the guy shoot free throws.
Yeah.
So, the free throw is just too. You're right. The free throw is too important in that game.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other game where you can add to your score by just standing there and shooting free throws.
Oakland was fun on game one, huh?
Yeah, I didn't see a lot of it, but yeah. It
Did
was,
you watch you
know,
any
the,
of this?
The crazy, goofy three-point shooter. You know, he played at a Division II college or something, and he transferred.
Hillsdale,
yeah, which is right next door there. And he goes to Oakland, and they just say, shoot.
You know, I'd draft him just to have him in the building.
Oh, God, yes.
I would draft him.
You can save him for your, this team here, the 13th guy never plays.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say we're a home game and we've stunk it out, right?
Yeah.
And we're getting beat by 15.
Put them in.
Put them in the last 2 minutes and say, fire away, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, he lost his mojo, though, at the end of the game yesterday, and that kind of took him away. But the coaches went to Oakland University in 1984. They asked him, did you think you'd be there 40 years? Well, of course not. No. What do you think he's going to say? Oh, yeah, hell, I thought I'd never leave here. But
have there been any major surprises? I don't think so.
Well, yeah, Oakland.
Well, yeah, but they're done.
No, yeah, oh, you mean are they still alive? Well, yeah. North Carolina State is still on the ride from they had to win 5 games in 5 days to win the ACC tournament. They were 10th place this year. And now they've won 2 more games. And they were kind of fun because they got the big fat guy in the middle who knocks everybody out of the way. And
he's good, though.
Yeah, he makes big baskets.
He can make a nice pass,
big basket.
Too.
Did you see the young lady from Iowa State?
Caitlin?
No.
Oh, she's at Iowa.
Caitlin.
No, I did not.
The girl that got 40.
No.
She's a left guard.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, she just gets down there and knocks people out. But when she gets back at the defensive end, she's got to kind of suck wind for about 7-8 seconds. And if defensively, she hopes somebody runs into her.
Is she a big girl?
She's a wide girl.
Yeah.
She's a wide girl. She's probably 6. What do you think? What do you think she is, Roscoe? Have you seen
it? I have. I know. I saw yesterday for the first time. Why don't I look it up for you and see what they list?
Yeah, maybe, see what they say. Well, see, they never put weights on girls.
Did you see where Clark's father was yelling at her to shut up?
Stop bitching at the refs.
That's all she does.
Well, that's not all she does, but she does her share. There's no doubt about it.
He said, shut up.
But she hasn't. But she hasn't added that to her game. Because of an ego thing. She did that when she was a sophomore.
Yeah.
She's complaining about the
Who's
officials.
The LSU babe that's fairly famous?
Kim Mulkey. Oh, no, Angel.
Yeah, she's a mean-spirited gal on the court.
Okay. Well, she's the one that was taunting Caitlin in the final last year.
Mm-hmm.
And Caitlin handled it very well because she could have come in and whined and came in and said, they beat us, and she's celebrating. She took it well. But she hasn't... she's been better in the tournament the first 2 rounds, but I'll give you a stat on the women's basketball tournament. People are trying to say, because of Caitlin and other stars, there's more interest in the women's basketball. The women's better seed in the first round, in other words, so if you're 8, 9, 7, mm-hmm. 10, 31-1.
Mm-hmm.
There was one upset of the seeds, and that's pretty much in the history of the 64 team bracket, which goes back to 94.
Mm-hmm.
The 1, 2, and 3 seeds in the first round, in other words, 1's playing 16, 2's playing 15, 3's playing 14, and it doesn't happen much in the men's, but in the women's bracket, 1 loss for the first, second, and third seeds first round. One loss in 6. We didn't have a tournament in 2020, right? So 19, 25, about 28 or 9 years, there's been one first or second. Harvard beat Stanford a 16-1 in 1998.
What would the point be that there's too much imbalance?
My point would be there's very few surprises in the women's basketball tournament, which makes the most fun week of the men's tournament is really the first weekend.
Right?
Because you get to see the upsets, and then the second round things usually settle down and the favorites win, but not always. You get Florida Atlantic or somebody like that, but you don't get that in the women's.
What's your view of Marquette?
I think they try to play defense, and they fought mightily to beat St. Thomas, so this isn't one of the super talented teams of all time, but they figure out a way, man. They end up being a 2 seed. I saw them in December. I said, there's no way they're going to be, this good, but the left-handed guard, Rolick,
mm-hmm.
he's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. He'll just... he has the ball 60% of the time, and he's trying to figure out a way to shoot it. He's not a great shooter or anything, but he'll get you a bucket once in a while. What my impression of the whole game, though, as the NBA game becomes more and more three-oriented, the NCAA game has really become drive-to-the-basket-oriented, don't you think?
Yeah, a lot of
that's what they spend most of their time doing. Trying
Marquette
to
has North Carolina State, I think.
Yeah, they can beat. They should beat them.
Yeah.
Then you're in the Final Eight, then who knows? I mean, last year you ended up with San Diego, Florida Atlantic, and who was the third one? UConn was the favorite. UConn should win it. UConn looks great. They might win back-to-back here.
You're going to make me look that up again. By the way, Audie Crooks is her name. She's 6'3". You are right. I could not find a weight.
She's not 6'3". Well, they don't give weights for women's basketball players, so just for that reason. But Audie is, maybe she is 6'3".
Miami, your guy Jim Larrañaga. Was the other Final Four team
last year.
Oh, that's
right, yeah. And then they turned around and stunk. So this year they were, I think only 12 teams made the ACC tournament. I don't think they got to play in the tournament. I might be wrong, but they were like 13th or 14th.
Do you laugh like I do, Pat, that all these college basketball coaches, the moment their season comes, the mid-majors, they have new jobs within 27 minutes of their season ending?
Yeah. The guy stayed last year, though, when he made
it. He did, yeah. Utah State guy left.
Will Long Beach rehire Monson?
No. No, did you see the AD? Well, what a scumbag he must be. He said, the AD said, I fired him hoping it'd fire up the team.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he's trying to make himself the hero of the thing. I don't think Munson would come back. He was a kid when we hired him, man.
62?
He's only 62 years old.
Yeah. Your Timberwolves are playing well.
That place was, I didn't know, but I was watching the fourth quarter and parts of the earlier game. That place was rocking last night. The winter teams are drawing a lot of people, and the enthusiasm for this team that started way back when the season started has been pretty amazing to me, because I've always, now they were kind of paper in the house with some cheaper tickets early in the season, but now it's costing a lot of money to get in there, and the place is full.
Wild have 11 games left. I don't know what to think.
Well, you got Vegas coming Saturday. That's your last hope to catch them. Mm-hmm. They're not playing great. But St. Louis, the other problem is
St. Louis
has now passed you up, and the last 8 games they've won 7 or something like that.
They're not there. They're just not there.
Have we worn out? I asked Judd this question today. Have we worn out the flower? We might. For an old man, they played him a lot, man.
Yeah, could be.
And the other day, he gave up a 40-footer the other night. That ain't good.
Well, it's almost baseball season.
Yeah, it is.
They open this week.
They open in Kansas City, and their bullpen now has lost Duran. And Thielbar, and another right-hander, and now Topa, the guy they got in the Polanco trade. He's on the DL, so they've got themselves in a situation where their starters aren't going to pitch nearly as many innings as they did last year, and their bullpen has been destroyed. Now, Duran, I was talking to Phil Miller, a ball writer, just BSing with him Saturday. And he asked somebody, one of their pitching guys, where does that velocity come from? And he said, Duran's hits the ground with that foot, with that lead foot, so hard that it allows him, that's what allows him, to throw this 102 miles an hour or whatever it is, 103, 104 once last year. But it also might help you pull a... What did he pull, a quad, or what was it? What did he pull? I can't remember. But some muscle over here that he pulled that thing. So, that's what makes you very nervous about
ribs.
This team. Yeah, basically, something like that. So they had a better word for it, but I can't remember what it is. But, yeah, they have had that unlucky spring. And then Wallner, I'm a little worried about Wallner too. He had a bad spring, but they sent Larnick to the minor leagues last week. And I, back in the day, or spring training, 70s, 80s, we would have said, who's going to make the club, Larnick or Wallner? We could have gotten eight stories out of that. Mm-hmm. And this is what happened. We would have a Larnick-Wallner watch. Mm-hmm. They sent Larnick out because they thought it would relax Wallner, mm-hmm. even though, you know, we don't want him relaxed. No. We want him tense. We want Larnick to have a chance to make the team. Let's have some competition
this
down
there. This ain't the baseball of your youth.
Oh, God, no. Spring training. It's not even the spring training.
Not even
of my
the spring
youth.
Training.
No, because there's no competition.
Yeah.
You know, they know who they're going to be on their team. And they, even at this time of spring training, here's another thing that's been bad. About is if you go to spring training games and say, who the hell, you know, the who the hell is this guy thing that's, you know, any time in spring training, but early always, but late also, now the sixth inning. The bad part is you get your invites to spring training, right? You get your 40-man roster, and then you get 20 invites. Okay. We get the invites. But we get to the seventh inning. And they got three or four guys from the minor league camp who's not on any roster except for today. So they got guys coming from over there. So they got 100 guys that are going to play in spring training before mm-hmm. it's over. And it's, you know, it's there's no competition anymore. I think I made my last appearance this year.
Really?
I was down there. I just didn't find
it. Weren't feeling it?
I didn't find it compelling in any way. I didn't, it's just, you're not.
You didn't even write that much, basically.
I wrote three. I wrote maybe six columns down there. Yeah. So, I don't know.
You know what is compelling, Pat?
What?
The Valley Auto Group.
That, but you didn't say pause.
Yes, say pause.
Pause. Pause.
Pause.
Now
okay.
He can do it. Valley Auto Group.
The Valley Auto Group. How would great would have it been to have one of those SUVs today when that mushy snow was
you know
out
what snow
there.
Would have been? A non-factor.
You would have just rolled right through it, especially with one of those Envisions. And I looked them up. Now, these Envisions, if you got the kid hockey players, you can put a whole team in the back of this thing, and you can put all the equipment in the back. And they are running the great deals on the Envisions, right? The Buick big old SUV. Big new SUV, good prices, low interest. Jim Paul's Valley Group, Brett Paul's Valley Group of GM dealers, all kinds of SUVs, four varieties. Joe kind of likes the small one, don't you, Joe?
I like small stuff.
Yeah, small stuff. And they got them going out there. Interest rates, 0.9%, 1.9%. That's free money. That's free money. Check them out. Jim Paul, Brett Paul, Valley Group, GM dealer, Hastings and Apple Valley. 120 cars on the lot, new ones in Apple Valley, not to mention the great used ones, too. So that I recommend them highly, and I've been dealing with them for 12, 13 years. So I recommend them highly. They're trustworthy, these fellas.
You know, the investment game can be awfully tricky, especially in these volatile times. And that's why you need the best and also somebody that you can trust. And that's why I rely on Josh Arnold. We know him as Mr. Money Talk around these parts, and he's here for you. So give him a call today for that free 48-minute no obligation consultation by dialing 952-925-5608. 952-925-5608. Josh has been at this a long time with a track record of success, and he's here to help you. So give him a call today. No obligation. That's right. No obligation. It's absolutely free. 952-925-5608. And tell them you heard about them here on the Garage Logic Podcast.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Chris Reavers is a paid endorser.
I got a golf question.
I'm ready.
Did you watch any of the Valspar?
Quite a bit, to be honest. When the basketball bored me completely, I switched over and watched quite a bit.
It was either the 16th.
I was rooting against the guy who's been out there 12 years. And
Malnati.
I didn't like the hat.
He's got the bucket hat.
He got the bucket hat. And he's like looking. He's a guy, you go to the course, he wants to look like a golfer.
Yeah.
But then he ends up winning.
because
I thought his wife was interesting because she was wearing cut-off jeans.
Really?
Well, and he's got the two little kids, but usually they doll themselves up.
Right.
And,
well, they probably don't have any money. Yeah. He never won. You know, he keeps getting in these tournaments because so many guys don't. The non-required. This is one of the non-required. This is one of Hollis Gavner's tournaments in Tampa. And they, the one thing they got going against them is, forgetting people, tough golf course. The winner was 11 under, right?
Yes, 11 under. Malnati. But here, did you see the break he got? It was either on 16 or 17. His ball was in thick rough, which is important for this story. But there was a sprinkler head that he claimed would have affected his stance.
Yes.
Okay, so he brings in a rule guy.
Yeah.
He says, I want to be fair about this. And then he takes his driver. He gets a drop because of the sprinkler head.
Yes.
But I thought when you took a drop to relieve yourself of whatever was impeding you, you had to leave the ball in the same condition of turf.
Mm-hmm. But this, you can just...
He took a driver and went out to the first cut.
Yes.
So he wasn't hitting it off the,
no,
off the rough.
I agree. That's BS.
What was that?
You can do it. Apparently, I saw that in the, at the Players, too.
Where I disagree.
I do, too. You got to be in the rough. You
and know? I play with a moron who insists that I have to leave it in the same condition. I'm going to tell him what this.
Get it on your phone.
I want it on my phone.
Get it on your phone.
Here, watch this.
Show him the video. I can damn near put this thing on the lip of the cup.
He damn near put it on the green.
Yes, I know. I hate that.
I didn't think that was correct.
No. And so what? Sprinkler head. Yeah. You can strand a sprinkler. That idea that... We got to stop putting sprinkler heads around the greens.
Yeah.
I don't know what
we're
doing.
I don't think it affected Malnati's victory, and I'm unlike you, I'm kind of happy that he won. I think I got a kick out of it. I don't think that affected the victory, but it sure saved him a certain par
This Cameron Young has never won,
and
right?
He's seven runner-ups.
Now he's got a chance to win.
Yep.
He hits it left of left on that tee box. Where was he going?
Yep.
Hit it down the middle. Make your birdie. Make your par.
What's going on with these fields, though?
Oh,
they're just...
Because they're making the guys play, you know, if you're a name, if you're one of the top 50, you got to play in the... they're compulsory, not the word, but whatever they are. You know, the
I know what you mean.
The partial field events.
Yeah.
And so then they don't play any other ones, you know?
There was nobody at this thing. Spieth didn't even make the cut.
Spieth missed the cut, and you had Schauffele and Justin Thomas who was playing terrible.
Thomas might never win again. He just can't play.
And you wonder if then someday it's going to come back. But
sure.
Because some of those guys disappear and then come back. But then there's guys like Duval who disappear and never come back.
And now Thomas, I was reading, is getting compared to Duval.
Mm-hmm.
Will he be another Duval?
Yeah. Yeah, because most of them have... it's an amazing game in the sense that if you're a Malnati, you got like 5 weeks when you're really playing good, and then you revert to form. You know, now I'm not saying he's going to be that way, but that's the way their careers go. They, you know, they're, hey, I remember that guy. What happened to him? Like Ryan Moore.
Yeah,
he's
Moore.
There kicking around, and he had a, you know, he had a run of about 2 months.
Keith Mitchell.
Yes.
Starts the day with a two-shot lead. He was plus +7 for the day.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. He was out here, and I thought he was going to win it out here last year. My guy, Baddeley. I wrote a column on Baddeley last year. He got six kids.
He's interesting guy.
Great guy. He was going to be the Aussie phenomenon of all time. And his wife's best friend is a gal from Waseca.
Yep.
They went to college together at Arizona State.
Yep.
And, you know, I go over, I'm just, hey, I got to go talk to Baddeley. And that's one of those where you stumble into, where are you staying here? He said, we're staying down in Waseca with my wife's best friend. I said, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That gives me to, you know, always looking out for the local angle. But he was... You know, he can still putt like crazy, but he hits it all over.
He's got a funny swing.
God, he hits it all over the place. But remember
he was in the lead for a while.
Remember when he was going to be the phenomenon?
Oh, yeah.
He won the
He won something.
He opened at 18 or something. He was 18 years old.
But how do these guys like Malnati make a living?
I don't know. That's why the wife's wearing cutoff jeans.
I guess so.
And the two little brats look like...
They were poorly dressed. Yeah.
Because if you
don't know... One kid had a cape on.
Let's be completely sexist about this.
Yeah.
If you're a Malnati, you're not getting the babe. On the golf tour.
Well, she was a very attractive young mother.
But you're not getting,
you're not getting.
She's taking a flyer. Maybe he can play, She's taking a flyer.
They've been married a while.
Yes.
And she's an author. She got a book out.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, it's so.
Following around a stiff, is that the
name
of it?
It's a book about the obsession with winning.
Oh, okay.
A psychological look.
Well, now he won.
Yeah,
maybe he read the book.
Well, look what it does for him. It gets him in everything.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Has he ever been in a Masters? I don't think been in a Masters.
No, he's never been in a Masters.
I think he's only been in two majors.
Yeah. And
two U.S. Opens,
and
maybe.
And that deep in their heart, the sponsors and the tournament director, Hollis, were rooting for Cameron Young.
Probably.
Somebody you'd heard about. But this guy, the thing about this guy, if he becomes your champion, he'll do anything for you.
He'll be back next year. Is that what you're saying?
No, and if you got a pro-am, he'll fly in and he'll play the pro-am twice. And he just looked like a golf junkie, a guy you'd run into in the first tee at Highland someday, And it's... But it's a tough golf course.
Yeah, Copperhead, whatever
that
is.
They didn't have to trick it up, and it was only, as I said, 11 under.
I think it's a neat course.
Yeah, but just think, there's this course in Tampa. We all watch the players, and it's funny. It's fun, but it's 10 strokes easier than this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wonder if that hurts their field, too. People don't want to go there and shoot 75.
What's on tap for the week?
On tap for the week for me is I gotta do something. I gotta do something about my panic-stricken state about the Twins pitching staff before the opener. But then after that, we'll have.
Is the opener Thursday in Kansas City?
Thursday in Kansas City,
and they take Friday off.
Friday off in case they get rained out. Yeah. Saturday, Sunday, but then they go to Milwaukee for two.
Yeah, but that can be indoors.
Oh yeah, and that's Milwaukee's our rival that we play four games against.
Mm-hmm.
They used to play those same week.
Yeah, we used
Monday, it used to be on weekends. And
we used
six.
To get 3-3 back in the day.
It was stupid.
Now we get the stupid 2-2.
But the Twins did start the season down there. In 21, right?
Was that the shortened year?
No. 2020 was the shortened year. 21 was the...
Did we shorten a year because of the vid?
Oh, yeah.
We started a year in Milwaukee, or are you talking Kansas City?
We started the year in Milwaukee.
Huh.
The Twins were leading by 3 runs going into the bottom of the ninth. We brought in new closer Alex Collins. No, the Twins got 3.
Oh, yes.
The Twins got 3 in the... Top of the... Did they get him in the 10th? Was it the 10th?
This is starting to come back to me.
But anyway...
Colome.
Alex has got a 3-run lead. There's a guy at first. And they hit the ball back to him. And he decides to throw it to second. And doesn't get the out. And starts the rally instead of lobbing it to first for an out. And it ruined the whole season.
Yeah.
The whole season. Alex, what are you doing, Alex? If your 9-year-old kid does that, you scream at him. What are you doing? Take the out.
Will you boys humor me with a quick question?
Sure.
This is on the Twins and trading for pitchers, okay? How is it possible? I'm going to read you 4 names, Pat. Almost immediately, everyone went to Tommy John surgery or immediately to the injured list. The great Sam Dyson experiment, remember him?
Yeah, didn't work. Where he was pitching last? In Tijuana, with that collection of players.
He's still pitching, too?
He was pitching last year for Tijuana.
Our guy Anthony DeSclafani appears to be headed towards Tommy John surgery, maybe.
I'll give you another story on that, though.
Okay.
He had a really good year in 11. In 12, he hurt his ankle. In 13, he blew out his elbow. And the Giants were stuck with him. So the Seattle was trying to trade Robbie Ray to the Giants. And they were Giants were taking on a huge amount of money. And the Giants said, you got to take this guy because he was making 12.
Sure.
So Seattle picked up some of that, but you got to take this guy. And then when we tried to trade Polanco to Seattle, they said, you got to take this
okay.
guy. This is not a guy, even though the Twins, they could have been honest and said, listen, we think there's a 20% chance of this guy pitching, but we're going to tell you he's the fifth starter. They lied about it. There was never a chance he was going to be your fifth starter.
And some of it's the messaging. The Twins never do themselves favors with messaging.
They worry more about the players than the public.
And then
they could have told us that the guy was injured.
And then both Chris Paddock and Tyler Mallee show up, give you two or three starts, and their arms fall off.
Tyler Mallee, they gave up two really good players for, too.
And my main problem...
That was a shoulder. That wasn't an elbow.
On Paddock, Mallee, and Dyson, they knew these guys were injured. They were all coming off of... Mallee had literally just come off the injured list. What yes. medicals are they looking at? If you sign guys and stuff happens, whatever, that's no big deal. But a team that touts prospects, giving up prospects for damaged goods, that's frustrating
to me. Too much medical. You got to be like me.
Diet Coke.
Choose your doctor. You know, as you say, if you're a fat guy, get a fat doctor.
Get a big doctor.
Guys, they got lower standards. That's what we need, a doctor. Lower standard. You look pretty good. Thank you. If I can just remember to pull my zipper up when I leave the house, everything will be
You're
fine.
You're really fearing that as a problem
I
now.
I think it's bad to go out in public.
Yeah.
Is it possible, Pat, I have four pairs of blue jeans that I rotate through, okay?
Yeah.
One of them I can zip up. It will always fall down. So that's not on me. That's on the pants.
When I pull the zipper up, it stays up.
You're just happy to get your pants on.
Yes, that's my problem.
Right.
That's my problem. I'm so delighted when
I got
my
pants
on.
Yeah, you forget the second part.
I forget the... Yeah, it's a real problem at the young, vibrant age of 78. So, God almighty. That's the sure sign.
That's enough for today.
Yesterday, I looked down and said... Okay, that's it. I gotta retire. I can't be going out in public with my zipper open.
You gotta check it, Pat.
Yeah, I know. I think maybe this will help me for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm not paid enough to listen to this, so we're just gonna end the recording here.
All right, see you.